Lively Stones Meditations for 23rd September 2022. Stand up and fight in faith. Reading from 1 Samuel 18, verses 12 to 16. Now Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him, but had departed from Saul. Therefore, Saul removed him from his presence and made him his captain over 1,000. And he went out and came in before the people. And David behaved wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. Therefore, when Saul saw that he behaved very wisely, he was afraid of him. But all Israel and Judah loved David, because he went out and came in before them. Today's meditation is from David Wilkerson's devotional book, God is Faithful, and we present this to you as it seems to hit exactly the place where many of us are being challenged in these days. It is a timely reminder about bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him. Satan most envies and fears those who have been with God in prayer and are determined to stand up and fight in faith. Satan fears even a small army of those who are girded up in faith for a fight. He cowers before those who are up on their feet and ready to resist. He also fears you, and because of this, his design is to neutralize your fighting spirit. The devil does this by trying to flood your mind with defeating, distracting, hellish thoughts that breed mistrust and questions about God's power. He will whisper into your mind and spirit, "It's no use fighting. You're too weak from your personal struggles, so you might as well relax. The powers of hell are just too big to overcome. You don't need to be so intense about the battle anymore." That is a distraction. Satan's entire strategy is to get you to take your eyes off the victory of the cross. He wants to turn your focus onto your weaknesses, your sins, your shortcomings, and that's why he turns up the heat of your present problems and sufferings. He wants to make you believe you are not strong enough to go on. But your strength is not the point. Jesus' strength is. We all are going to be in a fight until we either go home to be with the Lord or Jesus comes back. We may be given seasons of calm, times of reprieve, but as long as we are on this earth, we are engaged in spiritual warfare. That is why Paul says Jesus has given us weapons that are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. We have been equipped with every weapon needed, which Satan cannot withstand: prayer, fasting, and faith. David Wilkerson, On Our Feet and Ready, from God is Faithful. Meditate on these things. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 to 6. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. And finally, a holy command. Oswald Chambers on love. Love with all your heart. When we have that wonderful love of God in our hearts, the sovereign preference for Jesus Christ, our love for others will be relative to this central love. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves for servants for Jesus' sake. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, from Biblical Philosophy.